book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it altogether? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Welcome back. McDonald Lady Number Max five. Softball in a regional final. Caleb Swenson, Chris Mollico with you. WOGO Sports live Number on Max nine. TV. It's the Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran Lancers, the visitors, the number four seed 13, here at Casper Park Olivia, against your number one seeded McDonald Central Lady Max. And Chris, as the starting lineup's being introduced here, looking forward to a great game. We've mentioned this before, an absolutely gorgeous night for softball. About 50 feet away from us, Chai High's tangling with New Richmond, and a great game over there. Just can't ask for much more on an end of May night.
You know, and out here at Casper, it's nice because there always seems to be a breeze, and so on these warmer days, it's very grateful for that, especially for the players.
That's for sure. Running through the starting lineups for McDonald, batting first and playing left field, number three, Kendall Heffler, the sophomore. In center field, the senior, Becca Beyer, batting second, number 10, number 33, and batting third, Morgan Wirtz, the junior catcher. Josie Witkowski bats fourth, he's the senior, the shortstop, number 12. Number 24, Aubrey Dorn at first base, she bats fifth, the junior, Katie Ruff, the junior, is the pitcher. She bats in the sixth spot, number 20. Kira Leinenkugel, the DP, number seven, sophomore, in that seventh slot in the batting order for head coach Rick Beyer. Keegan Winger, the freshman, number 14, plays third base, bats eighth. Abby Brazina, the junior, bats ninth. Number six plays second. And the flex and right fielders, number two, the junior, Kylie Jensen. Those are your McDonald Lady Max. Katie Ruff will be in the circle first here, Chris. And you mentioned again, she's paid her dues, and you've seen her, again, just really settle down and settle in from last year to this year to being, I'd say, borderline dominant pitcher.
Absolutely, and, you know, she knows what she needs to do. You know, she knows what, if she's struggling, that she just needs to settle in and find her zone, and she knows how to do that, and, you know, when she also knows that the team is that back there to support her and be her defense, so if they get a hit off of her, she knows that she's got that backup.
McDonald again will be in the field first, and that battery is Katie Ruff to Morgan Wirtz, a pair of juniors. And one of the things that Coach Beyer mentioned is, man, you have a lot of players back in this McDonald team, but not a lot of seniors. Now, those seniors are very important, especially Becca Beyer does so many things for this team. But you've got a strong class of experience, and yet they're all going to be coming back next year as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, and you can't speak enough about that senior leadership, though. As you said, Becca and Josie and Anna, you know, they're all just great and, you know, cheering each other on and supporting. And these girls, you know that they can lean on each other, and that's important.
Well, Hannah Kazemba, the junior, she's the pitcher, also the leadoff batter, number nine, will go to the plate. The Kelly Green uniforms with jet black bottoms and green socks, white numerals, black piping, green batting helmets for the Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran Lancers. McDonald resplendent in their jet black bottoms, royal blue tops with white numerals, gold piping, and the navy, or rather royal blue socks. As we are underway with a swing and a miss, as Ruff fires one in there, strike one. Good to have you with us again, WOGO Sports. On Max TV, thank you to Val Knobloch for making this broadcast possible. Foul tip and ahead very quickly in the count. 0-2 is Katie Ruff.
You know, and you were talking about that, Katie and Morgan, that relationship is so strong, the pitcher-catcher relationship, in knowing what's going on with each other. And, you know, right there's a prime example.
Three pitches and the K for Katie Ruff as Kazemba. A swing and a miss, a foul tip, and then right down Bridge Street, caught looking in the first strikeout. yep. of the evening for Katie Ruff.
You know, and I was saying, just Morgan knows how to, where she needs to position, and, you know, and so it's getting that lead right away with those strikes.
Four straight strikes mm-hmm. to start the game for Katie Ruff. The junior in the circle, wheels and deals, a little bit high.
Change up on that, but, you know, sometimes those, if you're expecting the fastball, they fall for the changeup.
Down at 1-1, Katie Clokey, the freshman, shortstop number one is the batter.
There you go.
Got her with a strike right down the middle. Caught her looking. Coming right back in. 1-2 the count. As Clokey steps back in, the freshman. A swing and a miss. Two down. Two straight strikeouts.
As the girls say, they got cattle. So let's get the last one.
And now striding to the plate, Cheyenne Wales, number 13, the catcher. She's a sophomore. Again, we don't have heights listed like in basketball, but she towers up there from the left hand.
You know, and she's got a .500 batting average. So
she's going to drive one out to left center field, and making the catch there to end the inning is Becca by the senior. 1-2-3. The Lancers go down. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Caleb Swenson, Chris Molica back with you here on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV. A 1-2-3 inning in the top of the first here in this WIA regional final. And that was very impressive. Minimal pitches thrown by Katie Ruff, the junior.
And that's, you know, what we've talked about with the coaching staff, that's important, is getting out there. And when Katie's efficient like that, it's so important and gives just a nice going into the bottom of the first, and as long as the girls have their bats going, we should be good.
Now, Kendall Heffler leads off. Kendall's the sophomore left fielder, number three. She's got a .500 OBP. I mean, she knows how to get on base, batting .440 and six walks. I mean, just for a sophomore to have that kind of patience at the plate, you really love to see it.
And she's so fast, so we love getting her on base because we can move her around. So
we saw that in basketball as well, too. Yeah. Pitcher is Kazemba, and she will offer a little bit low. Ball one, good eye there from Heffler, the sophomore. Right-handed batter. Kazemba works quickly, and she is high. 2-0 the count.
You know, and finding those patience to stay up there and watching to see what she can bring is very important.
Kazemba, the junior, is high again. And Kendall Heffler has worked her way into a 3-0 count. And her opening at bat. Yep. Zemba whistles one in for a strike. Heffler strides back to the plate. 3-1 the count. From the circle, dealing in for
on
a
the
ball.
Inside. It was on the inside there, so.
Now batting number 10. Becca,
Heffler with the walk. I think Zemba was hoping she would get that call, but
it was close, but now we have Becca, our lefty. She's always a powerhouse, which is important.
Becca Beyer, the senior, number 10, the center fielder. Shows bunt. They're going to send Heffler. Throw is in time, but safe. Sliding under the tag is Heffler.
Beautiful slide on there.
Well done, Kendall. You mentioned that speed. I mean, that looked like the throw was going to beat her.
Yep, I thought so, too. I think she bobbled it a little bit there, so.
You mentioned Becca Beyer leads the team batting .489, 16 RBIs, and she's going to show bunt, and it will dribble foul. So 0-2 the count, Kazemba ahead, but now a runner in scoring position for McDonald, Kendall Heffler at second.
You know, and being able to move them around the plates and like that is important, and getting them around the bases and getting them in scoring position.
0-2, Becca Beyer, the lefty. He's going to foul one up over the top of everybody here, over the fencing, over the pavilion, and out back somewhere. I'd say a souvenir, but I don't think you get to keep them in this Copa.
Nope, not at this point.
I think we need those back. Again, another high foul, and this one floating over the Emmanuel Lutheran dugout.
She's staying alive, you know. She sees it coming in there.
And the count's 0-2. Heffler at second. Becca Beyer, leader in batting average, leader in just so many ways for this team as a senior. Mentioned not a lot of seniors, but Becca just brings so much.
No, she's definitely a solid leader out there.
A swing and a miss there, so Kazemba shows off her stuff a bit. First out for McDonald.
And Becca, even on the field and in school, she was a salutatorian this last Friday.
Yeah, congratulations to the McDonald senior class. Looking at a strike on pitch one is Morgan Wirtz, the junior, number 33, the catcher. Wirtz on the season, 490.
Mm-hmm.
So she and Becca, the co-leaders in batting average. Zim again working quickly, slapping right up over the top of the bag at first.
Yep.
Kendall Heffler's rounding
and
third.
She's coming in
to score, and McDonald leads 1-0 as Morgan Wirtz drives in the first run of the game.
You know, and as we've been talking about, that speed is so important in getting around those bases and know that they can bring her around. Anna will be going in for Morgan to run.
It's running number 5, Anna Hazelton.
And that'll be Anna Hazelton running now at first. As it's 1-0 McDonald. A swing and a miss for Josie Witkowski. Again, one of those two seniors. Josie plays shortstop. Bats 354, 13 RBI on the season. Donald leading 1-0. Another swing and a miss as Kazemba settling a little bit there in the circle. That all-important first run on the board for McDonald. They have a runner aboard as well, which is one out.
And Josie's got a battle here.
Another swing and a miss for Josie Witkowski, so she will go down on strikes. The second out of the inning.
Aubrey Dorn
comes up, the junior, the first baseman, number 24. And Aubrey's got a little pop in her bat. She's hit a home run, 357 average, 15 RBI.
She's a solid batter out there, for sure.
She'll look at a ball on pitch one from Kazemba, the junior. Again, Hazelton is at first, coming in to run for Morgan Wirtz. Got that RBI single. Kazemba wheels and deals, and fouling it over the McDonald dugout is Aubrey Dorn. 1-1 the count. McDonald up 1-0 here in the bottom of the first in this regional final. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV. Kazemba deals low. Good patience there from Aubrey Dorn. Zemo looks, fires, and a high one that's coming right over the top of our heads. I was thinking about, could I reach back and catch that? And, I don't know,
nope.
Alexis was closer to it.
I just leaned over, so.
So the count 2-2. Aubrey Dorn, the junior. Zemo looks in, fires, and hot looking to end the inning, Aubrey Dorn. So striking out three, but the damage done by McDonald. They lead 1-0. We're back after this on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to Lady Max Softball, WOGO Sports on Max TV. After one complete, it's 1-0 McDonald here in this WIAA Division 5 regional final. Katie Ruff back in the circle for McDonald, a little bit low on her first offering of the second inning.
You know, getting that three batters, three up, three down that first inning was so important, and with the run on the board, that kind of gives you just that little bit of confidence going in here, and so it's important. Swing on that one. Swing and a miss.
Strike for Ella Bernthal, the junior center fielder, number 23. The count even at 1-1. Another pop-up goes way over our head this time. And
that one's, I don't know if we're in the bad position here or what, Caleb.
We are in the shade with a nice breeze.
Yes.
So 1-2, and Katie Ruff strikes her out right down Bridge Street there.
Caught her looking. Beautiful pitch.
That'll bring up Ava Williams. And Williams is a junior right fielder, number 10. Three strikeouts already for Katie Ruff. Williams batting from the right, swinging strike.
And she's pitching in there hard, you know, which is good. And Morgan's changing her around and changing her pitches, so she's mixing it up, which is great.
Low in the dirt for a ball on this one. Count at 1-1. 1-0 McDonald. We're in the top of the second. Amanda Lutheran and McDonald. Low on ball two there. And no one has reached base yet for Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. McDonald got a couple of boards, stranded one, got one in. Swinging strike evens it up at 2-2. Stepping back in, Ava Williams, the junior right fielder. Dealing in another swinging strike, got her. Katie Ruff, her fourth strikeout in five batters faced.
She's just solid. She's coming in there and she's pitching solid. She's comfortable in that circle, and so it's great to see.
I'll bring up another tall youngster, Gabby Radishel, the freshman, third baseman, number 24. A little high on the first from Ruff. And Coach
checking for them.
Rhonda White mentioned that she's starting two freshmen, normally starts three freshmen. One at regionals for track and field today. But
yep.
In the dirt.
Nice stop by Morgan.
Ball two. So Radishel is up in the count 2-0 here. Whirling and dealing from the circle. And another foul that headed toward us and caught off the fence by Morgan Wirtz as it hit about the top of the fence there.
No matter what, you knowing the fence is there, it doesn't matter. You still kind of flinch.
Flinch a little bit. 2-1 the count. Driven past short, and that's going to be a single in the center field. Becca Beyer. Throw it back in, but aboard is Gabby Radishel. And Julia Mayhew, the junior second baseman, number 11, up to the plate. First hit allowed in this game.
Got 2-0 here, so.
A bunt laid down. The fire to first, and
she's
in time.
Out.
Katie Ruff, the 1-3 put out, and that ends the inning. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Bottom of the second coming up. McDonald leads 1-0 in the regional final.
Here's the beef. At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards, and those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest. If you're picky about the quality of what you put on your grill, it's time you meet the meat department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Over 30 delicious varieties of brats and brat patties, including a new favorite, the new Glarus Spotted Cow Brat. Going the extra mile with your meat. Your Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald Softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with Natural Health Conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Regional Final Softball here on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV, about 50 feet away from us, and live on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com. Madison Bauer has just put Chi High up over New Richmond 2-0 with a two-run shot, courtesy of Mike Thompson on Twitter. Hearing that.
Katie Ruff is up here. And shot Ruff to shortstop.
Goes to short and the throw in time. Ruff is retired on the 6-3 putout. Over there at short is Katie Clokey, the freshman, to Anna Bodie, the sophomore.
Kiara Leinenkugel's up bat. She's the coming in, and she's been hot on the bats.
She'll foul one straight back, as again, because Emma works pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The junior hurler for the Lancers and Coach Rhonda White. Low and outside. Missing on the second. And three strikeouts in the first, but a run scored for McDonald. Kazemba deals. Another foul straight back from Kiara Leinenkugel. Again, the sophomore. She's a designated player, number 7. Leinenkugel, you mentioned, a hot bat. 303 average, 395 OBP.
Yep, and she's solid coming in, you know, and she's a great base runner too, and so we're able to move her around. And
fights off another pitch. The foul straight back. One and two the count. McDonald up 1-0. Leinenkugel, the right-handed batter, the sophomore. As Emma deals and a swing and a miss. Drop third strike, but the throw to first.
That changeup got her.
So Leinenkugel strike. Actually, I'm going to ask you a scoring question. When it's a drop third strike, does it still count as a strikeout?
It does, but you can, if it's dropped, you can run to first. It is considered still a strikeout.
Still considered a strikeout for Kazemba. Yeah, now grounding right back to Kazemba, and the throw to first on the putout is Keegan Winger is retired, and that's a quick 1-2-3 inning. After two complete, it's 1-0 McDonald. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week, and no weekends. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit ChippewaManor.com today.
Welcome back to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson and Chris Malico with you. We'll go sports on Max TV. It's a 1-0 lead for McDonald in this regional final, Division 5 WIA softball tournament. Top of the third, and
Anna Bodie, the sophomore. Batter. Number 8 batter.
And quickly behind just by a ball, and the count is Katie Ruff. And now she'll fire one in for a strike to even it up at 1-1. So Bodie, the sophomore first baseman.
Definitely a young team, as Coach was talking about, that they lost all those seniors.
Ruff entices her into a swinging strike. And coming back ahead in the count now, 1-2 is Katie Ruff. Ruff with 4 strikeouts in the first 2 innings. Ruff deals high and got her to swing and miss. Another strikeout, the 5th of this regional final for Katie Ruff. really impressive so far is Katie Ruff. She just seems locked in.
And she is. She's found her groove, and she knows what she needs to be doing, and she's comfortable in that circle, and that's what she needs to be.
She's only allowed one hit. And fires in another one for a strike against the nine-hitter Madison. Excuse me. It is Madison Bauer, the senior, the left fielder. Oh, on the count, swinging strike two.
Beautiful pitch.
Katie Ruff again turning that yellow softball over in her fingers. Eyes, looks, throws home, and a good eye there. Bauer holding off. Ruff was trying to get her to chase or maybe catch just the edge of the plate there.
Yeah, I think that's what she was shooting for sure.
Ruff deals again. High, but a swinging strike again. Got her to chase it, and Bauer goes down swinging. We'll go back to the top of the order as Katie Ruff continues to deal. So bring up Kazemba, the pitcher, the junior.
Back
struck
up to
out.
Number one. Yep.
Her first time up, trying to help her cause her team down 1-0. Ruff works quickly in the dirt to Wirtz. Good block.
Morgan's a solid wall back there, for sure.
And you mentioned the
not
two of them. I mean, they played a lot of softball together.
They have, and even this spring when they were down in Florida and everything, they just, you know, it's a connection between pitcher and catcher, and they kind of know each other really well, and that's what makes a benefit for the whole team.
1-1 the count. Katie Ruff looking home against her pitching counterpart. Another one a little low in the dirt. Outside. 1-0 McDonald. Top of the third here at Casper Park on a picture-perfect night. A swinging strike. Going top shelf with that one was Katie Ruff. 2-2 the count.
And she's got quite a few of them to swing at those, and it's been...
I mean, sometimes those swings is... There's a drive popped into foul territory, making a long run, and Brezina couldn't quite run it down.
Nope. Foul ball, so.
But again, some of these swings, when she goes high, it almost looks like a battle axe hacking at a butterfly. I mean, again, these are some talented players, but she can make them look silly with some of these throws with those risers.
Yep.
Showing bunt, then pulling back, driving it along the third baseline and out of bounds. Foul. Kazemba. She'll stay alive at a count 2-2. Fouling off a couple pitches, trying to strike out the side 1-2-3 is Katie Ruff here.
Kazemba showing
bunt, then pulls it back, and she's going to foul one high back behind the plate. Kind of a full-time job running after those foul balls tonight.
You know, we got a bunch of little kids who like to do that, so it's kind of fun.
Kazemba shows bunt. Pulls it back. Ruff deal. Swinging strike three. Sending down the side in order. Katie Ruff. And after the top of the third, it's 1-0 McDonald. We're back in 60 seconds.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
We head to the top of the third. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you. Regional final softball on Max TV, WOGO Sports. Max to the eight hitter, that's Abby Brezina. The second baseman low and in the dirt is Kazemba the junior. Brezina number six and batting eighth.
She's actually ninth. She's the bottom one.
Well, she's at number nine. You're correct. Working a little faster than I thought. Again, low into the dirt is Kazemba. Now, what stuck out to me about Abby, 184 average, but three doubles. She has some pop when she makes contact. Nine walks as well, too, a patient hitter.
She's very patient behind the plate there.
So 2-1 the count. Brezina batting from the right. Gazembo whirls and deals, goes high, and mentioned that good eye. It's Brezina holding off on that one.
You know, and again, it's that patience. Like, that patience is huge for her.
1-0 McDonald, bottom of the third, again high and taking her base. Abby Brezina, the junior. She will head to first.
Now batting number three.
Brings us to the top with Kendall Heffler coming in.
We got Kendall Heffler, who scored the only run of the game.
And again, her beautiful.
Heffler's going to flip one over to the left side, popped up and caught by the pitcher Kazemba, and not able to advance Abby Brezina.
Didn't lay that bunt down like she needed to. Popped it up a little bit, but.
That's the first out of this bottom of the third. Again, Kendall walked in the first, stole second, then scored on the Morgan Wirtz single. Becca Beyer watches a strike go by. She struck out in the first inning. The lefty. Is she the only lefty in this lineup?
Yep, she is.
Beyer holds off on the second.
She looked.
1-1 the count for Kazemba. Donald with a runner at first. That's Abby Brezina, the junior. Zemba whirls and deals wide. Becca Beyer, the senior, trying to help her team's cause here, leading 1-0. Bottom of the third from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls.
Nice.
Sending
solid
one
hit
right through the gap between first and second.
Bringing
on
Abby
her
to
way
third.
To third is Brezina, and a single for Becca Beyer. It's McDonald with a runner in certain scoring position here.
Number 33, Morgan Wirtz.
You know, and again, it's the importance of the paying attention to the coach and getting in the position of scoring like Abby is right now, and having those that confidence that your batters will get you around.
And Morgan Wirtz looking for her second RBI here. She can make some good contact. Wirtz, the junior, watches one go by, and
she was showing the bunt on that one.
Stealing second is Becca Beyer. So now two in scoring position.
You know, and really it takes just a base hit to bring those ducks around, so.
Morgan Wirtz will slap one right through first and second. That's going to bring in Brezina. Rounding third and heading home is Beyer, and two are in for McDonald. 3-0 the Lady Max.
Just like I said, all it takes is a base hit and brings two around.
Morgan Wirtz now with three RBI. Her and second single.
Anna Hazelton is in to run for her.
Hazelton back on the bases.
Josie Witkowski is up.
Witkowski again, one of those two seniors. 3-0 McDonald, bottom of the third.
You know, and Anna contributes a lot by coming in running bases like she is for Morgan on first there, so.
Tips straight back from Witkowski. Count now at 1-1.
We talked about the importance of the senior leadership, and Anna's that way too. She's great on the bench, and she can come in and run the bases.
So Hazelton at first after that bases clearing single from Wirtz. Looking at a high fastball is Josie Witkowski. She struck out in the first inning. Now McDonald starting to, I dare say, get to the pitcher Kazemba just a bit here in this bottom of the third. A swinging strike from Witkowski as Kazemba saying, what are you talking about? Still got a little stuff left here.
She's like, hold up there, Caleb. Don't talk too soon.
2-2 the count. Kazemba the junior whirls and deals low. Good eye there brings it to a full count. And Hazelton over there, number five at first. Two runs in already in this inning. Just one out for McDonald. And a swinging strike three for Josie Witkowski is the second out of the inning.
She had a solid swing, you know, just didn't connect.
Aubrey Dorn also struck out in the first inning. First baseman, the junior, back up at the plate, batting from the right. The runner at first. And driving one out to left field. It's a
long run.
And it's gone! Home run for Aubrey Dorn. A two-run shot. And it's 5-0 McDonald.
Beautiful. Beautiful hit. Solid hit on that one.
Oh, my goodness. That's her second of the season, as far as I know, Aubrey Dorn driving it out to left center. I was a little jealous because my compatriot from Wogo, Halvo, got to call a home run early in the game over there, too. But Aubrey.
Bottom of the three, you got to call one, so there you go.
There we go. And it's 5-0 McDonald.
Oh, and just a little side note, Miss Aubrey Dorn, it is her birthday, so that was her
birthday
home run.
Happy birthday, Aubrey. And driving one past the pitcher. 2 second throw to first. 4-3 on the putout will end the inning, but a strong second inning for McDonald. They lead 5-0 after three complete. We're back after this on WOGO Sports live on Max TV.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back. McDonald's softball.
Morgan just was getting a ball over here, and I was just telling her to be a solid wall back there behind that plate.
As McDonald now really breaking things open with a four-run second inning. 5-0 they lead here in the top of the fourth.
You know what we're talking about, that confidence and holding and getting those runs, how important it is to be able to get that step up, you know, and have the confidence going into the latter part of the innings.
Morgan Wirtz with 3 RBI on the season, or excuse me, on the game, and then 2 on that 2-run shot to left center for Aubrey Dorn, the birthday girl. Distracted just a bit because I wanted to make sure we got that out on Twitter and tagged her as the birthday girl with the birthday homer.
Well, the girls made sure and yelled over at me that to remind me it was her birthday.
Katie Ruff looking for her 8th strikeout. She has 7 through 3 innings. Ruff deals and a little outside here. We're back to Katie Clokey. She's the young freshman shortstop. She struck out in the first inning. 5-0 McDonald, top of the fourth. Swinging strike and the 8th of the evening for Katie Ruff. And Clokey, a victim for the second time.
You know, and Katie's just coming in solid, confident and solid, and that's what we need from her. And she's proving that she can do what she needs to do.
Cheyenne Wales back out there. The lanky sophomore flew out to Becca Beyer in center in the first inning. She'll launch a ball on the first. And this McDonald team has just been more and more impressive as the game has gone on. Still some work to do. A drive right past second base to Becca Beyer. And on base is Cheyenne Wales. She's hit it hard both times, and this time we'll keep it on the ground instead of sending it in the air.
Yeah,
Rebecca can get
to it. Exactly.
So Ella Bernthal, the junior, comes up. She struck out in the second and one of the 8 strikeout victims. Now a runner aboard for Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran trying to help their cause down 5-0 here in the regional final. Showing bunt. Runner goes, and the tag is down. Out! Carter! Brazina with
beautiful.
The tag. Morgan Wirtz, or excuse me, not Brazina with the tag.
Witkowski.
That was Josie Witkowski covering the base.
Beautiful throw from Morgan.
Absolutely phenomenal. That's the first out of the inning. So Wales caught stealing. The strike whistled in from Ruff. 2 down here in the top of the fourth.
There
you go. Strike three. Got her looking, and that ends the inning. 9 Ks through 4 for the McDonald Jr. Katie Ruff. We are back in 60 seconds. Lady Macs softball in a regional final on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Caroline and Kugel back at the plate for McDonald. Caleb Swenson and Chris Malico with you. Just off the first base line to the right of home plate as McDonald leading 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Chris, it has just been such an impressive effort on, again, offensively and defensively as a swing strike two for Caroline and Kugel.
They're just playing solid. They're playing solid ball, and that's what they need to do, and they need to come in and be confident in themselves, and so that's what they're doing.
Caroline and Kugel right back to the middle. Swats it past the pitcher, but the throw in time. Covering there from short, Katie Clokey, and so a ground out on a hard hit ball from Line and Kugel is the first out of the inning.
Now batting number 14, Keegan Winger.
Egan Winger will come back out and ground out in the second.
A solid freshman. You know, she's definitely a powerhouse player here, and she plays third base.
Swinging strike one as Kazemba again. They got to her in that third inning. She had 4 strikeouts up until that point. She has 5 for the game, but 4 runs coming across in that bottom of the third for McDonald. Foul tip is Winger showing bunt. I like the batting helmet for Keegan. She's got a lot of stickers on there. Kazemba, the junior, whirls and deals, and a foul high over our heads here along the first base line.
Staying on that, you know, it's important to stay in there. Keep on the ball, keep swinging.
One down, 0-2 the count to Keegan Winger. High and outside. She watches the ball. Winger batting in the eighth spot. Abby Brezina on deck. Kazemba deals. Pop up. Shallow right field. A long run up and backing up from second to make the catch was Julia Mayhew, the junior, and 2 away from McDonald.
Abby Brezina.
You know, we talked about the solid seniors that we have out there in the juniors, the underclassmen like Keegan, and some of them are so important, their talent coming in.
Brezina watches the ball on the first, but as you mentioned too, and we talked with Coach Beyer about this, that trip to Florida where, again, you've got 4 different classes represented, foul tip for strike 2 against Brezina. But when you've got your freshmen, your sophomores, your juniors, and your seniors on a trip together, especially, you know, plane rides, car rides, things like that, they have nothing to do but get close.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, and a lot of these, too, are they're playing in other sports, volleyball and basketball. So they kind of know each other, and they're able to work together and build that team camaraderie.
Brezina walked and scored in the third. And a swinging strike here evens the count at 2-2 for Abby Brezina, the junior second baseman, number 6. Hits in the 9 spot for Coach Rick Beyer. Final leading 5-0. Watches a ball go by, and the count is full.
As a coach, I'm glad to see them laying off those high balls, though. So,
full count, 2 outs.
And there we go.
Another base on balls for Abby Brezina. Very patient at bat.
Yep.
And that'll send us back to the top of the order here in the top of the bottom of the fourth. as Kendall Heffler. On a base on balls, a steal and a score, then popped out to the pitcher her last time up, and she will watch one go by. And you mentioned this, I think, before the game, too, but the aggressiveness on the base paths for Coach Beyer and this team that, you know, wouldn't be surprised to see Brezina go here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not surprised at all because trying to move them in position.
5-0 McDonald, two away, count at 1-1 on Kendall Heffler, the sophomore left fielder. Brezina at first. As Emma deals a swinging strike, and coming back to the bag is Brezina.
Fake throw to first there, trying to get Abby.
Zemba ahead in the count. And dribbled over too short. The throw across the diamond, not in time, and taking third is going to be Brezina. Smart base running there from McDonald.
You know, and there, again, just a prime example of the importance of, you know, the base running, the smart base running, and Kendall's fastness. You know, her speed has a huge impact on her getting there.
I mean, and again, it wasn't a hard hit ball there to short, but the shortstop really had no chance to get Kendall out.
Nope.
Becca Beyer up as Kendall Heffler will take second easily. So second stolen base for Kendall Heffler of the evening. Becca Beyer last time up. Single and scored a run. Now runners on second and third, and Beyer can get a pair of ribbies here if she's able to.
Again, the base
contact.
Hit can bring those two around, so.
5-0 McDonald, bottom of the fourth. Becca Beyer drives one pass short. That's going to score one and two coming around as Becca Beyer, a two RBI single, and McDonald leads 7-0. Again, after striking out her first time up, Becca Beyer really has been impressive.
Yep, she's just a solid at-bat. You know, she's patient. You know, and even the strikeout in the first inning, you know, she's patient and she watches, and so that's important for her.
Morgan Wirtz watches a ball go by. Count at 1-0. 7-0 McDonald here in the bottom of the fourth. And driving one right back to the pitcher is Wirtz, an easy 1-3 put out, but the damage done. McDonald gets two across in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 7-0 here as we head to the fifth in the regional final live from Casper Park. We'll go sports on Max TV.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
An update from just across Casper Park from Mike Thompson. The Cardinal softball team sending four runs home in the bottom of the second inning to take a 6-0 lead over New Richmond. You can catch that game live on 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Tammy Slowak along with our own Mark Halverson on the call. I'm Caleb Swenson with Chris Malika and McDonald again settling in here, Chris, and really just looking impressive the last two innings in particular.
Looking solid and clean, you know, what we asked for them, and just playing their game, plain and simple.
I mean, and the offense might be overshadowing the fact that Katie Ruff has 9 strikeouts through 4 innings. She is just absolutely dealing heat.
She is on fire.
Ava Williams is the batter here, the junior right fielder. The Lancers half top of the fifth. Williams, a good eye, works her way into a 3-1 count here. The hitter's count, we'll see if she can get any contact. Still trying to plate their first run are the Lancers. And a swinging strike. Katie Ruff pulls the count full. Williams struck out in the second, her only time up in this regional final. Ruff deals low, Wirtz blocks it well, and taking her base is Ava Williams, and that's just the first walk issued
this evening. Gabby Radichel.
Gabby Radichel, the freshman, had a single in the second. That's from the right. A runner aboard. And a strike.
She kind of looked at the ump on that one with her height, you know, the strike zone adjusts a little bit with how tall she is.
I'm trying to remember, Chris, if anyone has made it past first base for the Lancers today.
Do not
believe. So. Another strike driven in there by Katie Ruff.
No, and actually Radichel is the only one who would have had that opportunity.
Base, yeah.
Yep.
And then there was a ground out to end the inning, so only three base runners allowed. A foul tip off to the right side. But, yeah, in the fourth, Wales had a base hit and then was caught stealing. So,
yeah.
Three base runners, only two hits allowed for Katie Ruff with nine strikeouts. Dealing and a swinging strike three in the 10th goes down of the evening for Katie Ruff.
Julia Mayhew.
So Radichel, the first out of the inning. And Julia Mayhew will come up and ground out back to Ruff in the second.
You know, and finding the confidence in what Katie has going on right now is so important in knowing, oh, come on, Morgan.
Throw to second, caught stealing. Yes, Morgan Wirtz catches another base runner in the act of theft. And that's two away.
Kind of seen that one. She was what we call dead in the water. She wasn't going to make it, I didn't think, there.
So two down.
Beautiful pitch.
Mayhew still at the plate here, the junior. Katie Ruff quickly ahead in the count. 0-1. The junior,
nice.
Another swinging strike, and that'll end the inning. 11 go down on strikes for Katie Ruff. McDonald leads 7-0 heading to the bottom of the fifth after this WOGO Sports on Max TV.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Max half of the fifth, bottom half of the fifth. They lead 7-0 here in this regional final. As Kazemba deals and whistles a strike in.
Josie Witkowski.
Josie Witkowski. Bats in the fourth spot. Witkowski has struck out twice. A foul tip straight back, and she's down 0-2. But speaking of striking out, we were saying during the break, K is for Katie. 11 strikeouts for Katie Ruff, the junior. She has struck out at least two batters every inning.
She's just on fire.
Low and inside, watching the ball there. 1-2 the count for Josie Witkowski, the senior, being patient. Kazemba deals and a foul tip. I did flinch with that one. That was about 5 feet above our head, but right into the fence. I love this vantage point. I haven't. I'll fully admit that I flinched with that one. And a swinging strike three. Witkowski goes down as Kazemba still showing off some of her power. That's the first out of the inning. But Aubrey Dorn comes up, the birthday girl. Happy birthday, Aubrey. A two-run shot. in that third inning where McDonald really started creating some separation. And driving one to third, gloved and throwing to first for the putout. 5-3 there, Aubrey Dorn. The second out of the inning.
Now batting number 20.
You know, those are solid hits. They're not just, you know, they're solid hits. So they're fielding, the Lancers are fielding them good. And so that's a kudos to them.
Katie Ruff facing her counterpart, two ground outs. For Ruff, one in the second, one in the third. As Emma deals and watching another ball go by, quickly ahead in the count 2-0 is Katie Ruff. Donna leading 7-0. They've only been shut out in one inning so far.
You know, and Katie's
away to a 3-0 hitter's count.
And Katie's had hit on these. She's just, you know, gotten out, just been thrown out at first, so.
Katie Ruff will let a strike whistle in there.
She watched that one. She knew that was coming.
So Kazemba trying to battle back here. Bottom of the fifth at Casper Park. Caitlin Swenson, Chris Malika.
Nice
drive to
hit.
Left field. And that's going to be maybe two for Katie Ruff. And she rounds first and heads into second with a stand-up double. Katie Ruff.
Now batting number seven.
And we've got Olivia Wolf coming in to run for Katie.
So Wolf will be at second. She wears number 13. And striding to the plate, Kira Leinenkugel. She struck out in the second, a ground out, 6-3 in the fourth. But as you mentioned, Kira swings a hot bat recently. Let's see what she can do with a runner in scoring position. Two down here in the fifth. Swinging
she's
strike
got a
on the first.
Beautiful swing. She just needs to connect and keep her head in there and connect on that.
0-1 the count. Zemba deals
nice.
Again, and a foul over the left side fence.
She's definitely trying to pull that to the left field.
Caroline and Kugel down 0-2. Runner at second. Line and Kugel, watch one skip through the dirt, and taking third will be Wolf. She'll take third standing up, and now definitely in scoring position. We'll see what Caroline and Kugel, the sophomore, will do here. She's down 0-2, but again, battling back here. McDonald leading 7-0 in this regional final. They'd host the sectional semi on Tuesday if they come out of here with a win. Leinenkugel, a high pop-up behind the plate. You're just staying patient here, Kiara. And
you know, they have a tendency to definitely make runs with two outs. So
Leinenkugel. Slaps one foul that dribbles in front of the plate. 1-2 the count.
She's staying in there. She just needs to connect.
Good battle between sophomore and junior here. Zemba in the circle. Deals and a swinging strike three. Leinenkugel goes down on strikes. McDonald still leads 7-0. We're back in 60 seconds here on WOGO Sports, live on Max TV.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
We continue in the regional final here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you, live on Max TV. Thank you to Val Knobloch. Putting together the live stream, we are in the top of the sixth from Casper Park on a beautiful Thursday night. Katie Ruff with 11 strikeouts, and she's hungry for more.
She is.
Facing Annie Bodie, the sophomore first baseman.
She is just on fire. Ooh.
And another strike driven in there. Katie Ruff.
You know, a shout out you just did to Val the live stream and then connecting it with you, Caleb, and the radio station here. It's such an awesome opportunity for people who aren't able to be here.
Ball missing a little bit wide as Katie Ruff, and I'm just loving the chance to do McDonald's softball again. Didn't get the opportunity last year.
Oh, the weather last year was nuts.
And a swinging strike. Another one bites the dust. 12 strikeouts for Katie Ruff, Annie Bodie, the latest victim. I mean, and you really think, Chris, as Madison Bauer, the nine hitter, the senior, comes up, if you want to make a run in the tournament, your bats need to be hot, but you need someone in the circle who is hot as well.
Exactly. You know, I mean, Katie's just, she's showing what she's got, and that's what's so important, and she's such an integral part of this team.
One away. Junior deals a little bit low. 2-0 the count. Madison Bauer again at the bottom of this batting order for Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, the left fielder. Another little low ball there, getting away from Katie Ruff, and so it's 3-0 the count. But Rhonda White and her team trying to find some magic here in the last couple innings. Katie Ruff whirls and deals,
beautiful,
and now she
up.
Hits the edge of the plate and gets a strike. 3-1. Ruff again from the circle, fires one a little bit low, and taking a base will be Madison Bauer with a patient at bat.
Now batting number 9, Hannah Kazimba.
And that'll go to the top of the order, and Kazimba, the junior pitcher for Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, she struck out twice.
You know, and she's had 3 home runs. She's had, not in this game, but...
She'll drive one to third. Throw
Keegan?
To first in time as Keegan Winger looked at second, decided to make the throw to first instead. And Winger with the put out there.
Yeah, she didn't feel comfortable with that throw to second, you know, and so then she just decided to go to Aubrey. And it was a smart decision. We got Cattle, so they need to just get the last one here.
Two away with Katie Clokey, the freshman who struck out twice. And high on pitch one for Katie Ruff. And you mentioned a lot of this batting order, they've struck out twice. Really nothing to be ashamed of when you're facing Katie Ruff in her element tonight.
No, definitely not. When she's, you know, when she's in her element and she's throwing like she is tonight, there's not a whole lot you can do. You know, you got to get in there swinging the bats, and nothing to be ashamed of for sure.
Ruff behind in the count just a bit here, 2-0. McDonald leading 7-0. Top of the sixth at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls.
You know, I always told the girls I'd rather you go down swinging than just standing there watching.
Indeed. So 3-0 the count for Clokey, the freshman, a patient at bat, and driving a strike. Nope. Missing there. Another base runner aboard.
You know, that question for Katie looking over, you know, she thought that was a strike, but they're not always going to call. You know, sometimes it's what the ump sees behind the plate too, so...
And with the runner at second, that is the first time today that a runner has advanced past first base.
Yep.
Now, Cheyenne Wales flew out to center in the first and hit a single to center field in the second, but was caught stealing. She'll now have a runner in scoring position. Runners on first and second, and the lefty, the sophomore, will knock one foul. Dribbled along the right field line. Again, two away here, so... 7-0 McDonald. Mentioned the youth of this Lancers team. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was just looking up. She's a sophomore, and so she's definitely, you know, they've definitely got some young talent for sure.
Missing high is Katie Ruff. 1-1 the count on Wales. Wales will drive one to center.
Come
Becca
on, Becca.
Beyer running
nice.
Up to it, makes the catch, ends the inning. No damage done. We head to the bottom of the sixth. McDonald still blanking Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran 7-0. We're back in 60 seconds. We'll go sports on Max TV.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Here's the beef. At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards. And those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest. If you're picky about the quality of what you put on your grill, it's time you meet the meat department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Over 30 delicious varieties of brats and brat patties, including a new favorite, the new Glarus Spotted Cow Brat. Going the extra mile with your meat. Your Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to McDonald Lady Max Softball here on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malico with you. Keegan Winger will be starting the plate shortly, the freshman third baseman. Ground out in the second, fly out in the fourth for Winger. She'll be facing Kazemba, and Kazemba's had a strong outing in terms of strikeouts, Chris.
14.
Seven strikeouts, but again, she's allowed 7 runs.
Well, and that's just it. And that, you know, with the defense, you know, backing her up sometimes with the younger players, sometimes that can come into play and not always being ready.
Max, half of the sixth here. And Winger drops a bunt down right in front of first base, but Cheyenne Wills quickly.
And that's called a foul ball, so she's coming back.
I thought for a second she could drop that down, and it was the way it was spinning. I thought maybe she had laid it down perfectly, but Wales would have had a beautiful throw anyway.
Came in on the box on that one, so.
Not bunting this time, a swinging strike 2 for Keegan Winger. Emma trying to send McDonald down quickly here, but she'll be facing the top of the order. A swinging strike 3 for Keegan Winger.
Now batting number 6, Abby Brezina.
Abby Brezina batting in the 9 spot. She's reached twice and scored 2 runs, both on walks. Watches a strike.
You know, we talked about it. She's such a patient batter behind the plate there, and, you know, she waits, and that's why she's got on, you know, by balls, and so she's just a patient batter.
Speaking of balls, there's one low in the dirt from Kazemba the junior. 1-1 the count. Bottom of the sixth here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls, and a pop-up over along the third baseline, long run for the left fielder, and it's going to fall harmlessly to the grass. 1-2 the count as Brezina will jog back. That was Madison Bauer, I believe, out there in left field, the senior who made a run toward it but couldn't quite get there in time. Out 1-2. Brezina's going to pop one over the third baseman's glove, and Brezina's on board again, and she's rounding first and heading for second with a stand-up double. Abby Brezina gets in scoring position with Kendall Heffler coming up.
Solid showing today. She definitely is just patient behind that plate, so she's been showing her strength there.
She's reached every time. Kendall Heffler watches a high ball. And winner will move on to a sectional semifinal. 5 p.m. Tuesday evening. A swinging strike for Kendall Heffler.
She was a little late on that one, so.
Heffler, the sophomore, base on balls in the first to steal and scored. She'll drive one to short. The throw to first, and they beat out Kendall, but running to third, advancing to third, is Brezina. Smart base running, and again, it's so hard to put out Kendall at first, and that gave Abby Brezina the time to advance to third.
Kudos to Lancer players, though. They had a lot of backup there because that ball could have gotten loose there, and Abby would have been home, so it was good defense on their part.
So Kendall Heffler, the ground out to third, and 2 away from McDonald as Becca Beyer comes back up looking to do some more damage. 2 away here in the bottom of the sixth with a runner at third, and Beyer will be looking for her third RBI. She'll let a low one go by, 1-1 the count. As Abby Brezina will trot back to third.
She's wanting to get home again, so.
Kazemba deals, and Beyer slaps one to the grass in center field. That'll score Brezina, and Becca Beyer will hold up at first, but her third RBI of the game, the senior, swinging a hot bat.
Beautiful hit up the center of that field. just to the left of second base was a beautiful hit.
8-0 McDonald.
Morgan Wirtz.
Morgan Wirtz swung a hot bat herself. We'll watch a high rise ball go by. We'll count at 1-0.
You know, sometimes doing a changeup on that first pitch can definitely confuse the batter, so.
8-0 McDonald, and whistling a strike in there is Kazemba. Again, she's been dinged for 8 runs, but she still has some power there, the junior does. Becca Beyer, this is her 4th at-bat. She struck out in the first, but 3 straight singles for Becca Beyer and Morgan Wirtz, her 4th at-bat now. She has 2 singles and a ground out. And Becca Beyer is going to take second as the pitch gets away from Wales. So now Beyer in scoring position, and Morgan Wirtz looking for her 4th RBI with a good knock here. Wirtz the junior. We'll watch a low one go by, and Beyer's going to take third. And now Beyer seriously in scoring position. As Wirtz advances to first.
Anna Hazleton's going in to run for Morgan.
Number 5, Anna Hazleton.
And so Wirtz reaches base again. And taking second is Hazleton. So now 2 in scoring position with Josie Witkowski at the plate. And you'd love to see Josie with a good knock here. She struck out 3 times and had some good swings.
Just a base hit is all we need.
Witkowski will watch a strike driven in there from Kazemba.
But as we were talking, Becca and Morgan, you know, their strong suit on their at-bats, that they're so strong up there.
And there's
nice.
Witkowski drives one to left.
Nice!
Hits the grass. 2 are in. And a stand-up double for Josie Witkowski drives in 2. Attagirl, Josie.
She was due. She
make
needed
it 10 that. 10-0, and that will end the game.
Yep.
As McDonald will run rule, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran and your McDonald Lady Max are regional champs. Congratulations. And how about Josie Witkowski? Love that she got the chance to end the game there. After 3 strikeouts,
that's got to make her feel good. She's going to be happy about that one, to come back with that.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. McDonald wins a regional final 10-0 in 6 over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran.
Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls wishes Chi High and McDonald Softball the best of luck. The doctors and their team are dedicated to supporting patients of all ages throughout the Chippewa Valley, helping them live a healthy life. Cook Chiropractic prides itself on excellent chiropractic care and is located on County Highway I near St. Joseph's Hospital. Follow Cook Chiropractic Center on social media for their new podcast called Innate Life Reclamation with natural health conversations. Cook Chiropractic Center in Chippewa Falls.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Attention RNs or LPNs. Want a full-time job that pays well and offers real free time and flexibility? Chippewa Manor has 8 or 12-hour full-time night shifts available. Choose your schedule, 3 to 5 nights a week and no weekends. To apply, visit chippewamanor.com. Attention CNAs. Want to get paid what you're worth? Chippewa Manor's new pay scale is at the top of the market for both new and experienced CNAs, and we think you're worth it. Flexible schedules, full and part-time shifts are available. To apply, visit chippewamanor.com today.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors,
not by numbers.
And our patients are treated like people,
not some quota.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor led, specializing in you.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, your final in six innings, McDonald 10 and Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran 0. Caleb Swenson, Chris Molico with you. We'll go sports on Max TV. We'll talk with head coach Rick Beyer in a moment. And tell me a little bit about what's the kind of post-game routine that the girls just did running out in the outfield there.
So after the game, no matter what, they go out to right field and they have a talk with coach and talk about a little, you know, after the game, you know, what we saw that was good, what we saw that was negative, and today I guarantee it was good, but I guarantee also that Rick said that we're not done yet. This is, you know, just a step in where we're going, and then they always take a lap, and that's just kind of part of a routine that they do and something that they've always done, so...
Well, again, your McDonald Lady Max, our regional champions, a lot of photos to be taken. And again, they lost at this level last year down at Eau Claire Emmanuel. It's so important to get the work done during the regular season so you can host here at Casper where you're most comfortable. And they looked like a team that was not going to lose at this level this year, 10-0-6.
No, their level of confidence that they were playing today was wonderful. And, I mean, it was great. And again, they still have work to do, and so this is just the step. And, you know, their end goal is to get to state. So they did a very good job tonight, and very proud of them. And there was a couple things that they'll probably need to work on, but that's okay. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, we'll take another quick break here. We'll continue to break it down, talk about some of our stars of the game. We'll talk with head coach Rick Beyer in a moment as well. Your Lady Max are regional champs. We'll have coverage of them on Tuesday evening in a sectional semifinal. That matchup to be determined. Coming back right after this on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Air conditioner broke down from last summer? No worries. Call Weir's Gallup Plumbing and Air Conditioning. They can check it over and get your unit back up and running for the first hot snap that is heading our way soon. Replace it all together? No worries. Weir's Gallup can change it out before you know it. Packages range from good to best depending on your budget needs. Weir's Gallup Company, providing quality service for your home's air conditioning needs.
The first 3 years of schooling are a crucial time to set your child up for success at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Our 4K and kindergarten programs are distinguished by our Catholic Christian values and strong emphasis on early literacy. Current Max families can invite potential kindergarten families to shadow a day and tour our schools and be rewarded with 10% off tuition when a qualifying family enrolls. Both families receive a 10% tuition credit. Learn more about the kindergarten referral program at McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Lady Max postgame, WOGO Sports live on Max TV. McDonald in six innings, 10-0, blanking of Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran, regional champions, head coach Rick Beyer. Congratulations again. Losing at this level last year, I think you mentioned a little bit of a sour taste in the mouth of a lot of returnees. And again, they looked so strong, almost from the word go.
They did. You know, like I said earlier, we were going to look for one run an inning, and we did it in the first right away. And, you know, after that, one time through the lineup, the girls said that they're going to be able to hit her.
Yeah.
And they did.
And they really did, and doing some serious damage. I mean, only two innings out of the six, only two where you didn't play any runs. But we started seeing some pop in the bats, and Chris and I were talking about how nice it was to see Josie Witkowski, who battled, got, you know, was getting some contact, but struck out three times. To see her end the game with a stand-up double was just so impressive, and that's part of the upperclassman leadership you've got.
And that is, that senior leadership for sure. She, you know, made an adjustment her second to the last at-bat, and then she backed up in a box just a little bit more and was able to barrel up the ball.
We talked about, again, just a lot of fun moments here. Becca Beyer, of course, she's one of your leaders in batting average along with Morgan Wirtz, and both of them came through so strong for you today. But Becca, again, first time facing this pitcher, feeling things out a little bit, strikes out in the first, but reaching base every other time with three straight singles, scoring twice as well. Again, you had to be really impressed. And her defense as well, too. There was one time where she made a long run and a great play for you.
Yeah, my outfield, if that ball's in the air for more than 3 seconds, it's mostly caught. My outfield is really quick.
You mentioned, and we were talking too about some of your aggressiveness on the base paths too. When you get on board, you're going to get those runners in scoring position. There's not a whole lot the opposition can do about it.
Right, and like I said, once we get them out to second base, we hit, you know, 1-9 in the lineup, so I'm comfortable with anybody in that spot coming through for me.
It was certainly nice to see the birthday girl Aubrey Dorn with a 2-1
blast. That was a huge spark. Yeah, that would have put us up 5-0, I think, right?
And I think at that point, too, again, when you're down 3, if you're the Lancers, you feel like we've still got a shot.
Yep.
But, I mean, that can really just suck the wind out of your sails.
Right. You know, when with Katie Ruff on the mound, if you look at every game this year, she has not given up more than 4 runs except one game. And that was an 11-inning game against Palmer.
Yeah, and I wanted to finish with that. Your junior, Katie Ruff, you told the Chippewa Herald after the last game against Thorpe, I'm sure glad she's on our team and not the opposition. She was absolutely electric today, 12 strikouts.
I don't know, a couple hits maybe? Two or three?
I mean, and I believe Chris and I were talking, no one reached past first base until, I believe, the final at-bat.
Last at-bat,
And again, it's just... In softball, kind of like in hockey, when you have a hot goaltender too, in softball, when your pitcher is that hot and she's getting that run support, I think that gives her even more confidence every single time she goes out to the circle.
Oh yeah, you can see it. You can see it in her, all everything she does, she's very, very confident this year.
Well, Coach, it's a beautiful night weather-wise. It was a beautiful night between the lines here out on the diamond. We'll look forward to seeing you Tuesday night in a sectional semi.
Thank you for it.
Head coach Rick Beyer will be back right after this with more WOGO Sports live on Max TV. McDonald wins it in 6-10-0, their regional champs.
The death of a loved one turns your world upside down. At Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel, we understand and we're here for you. We are honored to help you create a uniquely personalized service to celebrate your loved one's life and legacy. But a funeral service goes beyond paying tribute to a life lived. It's also about supporting those a loss leaves behind. When your loved one is brought into our care, you are too. Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service in Chippewa Falls. Online at petersonvolker.com.
Chippewa Yellow Bus Company is now hiring drivers. No nights or weekends, summer's off, and flexible hours. If you have little ones, they can ride with you, so you'll save on daycare. And if your kids or grandkids are in sports, you can get paid while watching them compete. We've been transporting local athletes for over 70 years. $300 sign-on bonus and paid training. Veterans are encouraged to apply. Come join the family. Call 726-2454 or stop in at Chippewa Yellow Bus Company, South Avenue in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Here's the beef. At Hy-Vee, their beef is the best you'll find. Why? Because only 6 out of every 100 cattle meet Hy-Vee's standards, and those cattle only come from family farms in the Midwest. If you're picky about the quality of what you put on your grill, it's time you meet the meat department at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Over 30 delicious varieties of brats and brat patties, including a new favorite, the new Glarus Spotted Cow Brat. Going the extra mile with your meat. Your Eau Claire Hy-Vee.
Back here, Lady Max postgame on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV. Chris Malika, you were just getting up, and then you're rushing back here. Sorry.
No, you're good. You know me, taking pictures. I got to be out there, so yeah. It's like it was fine.
Well, again, so great to talk with Coach Beyer as well. But 10-0, shutout win, 6 innings against in some ways, youthful Emmanuel Lancers team, but I mean, they've got a lot of talent there. They went to a sectional semi last year, well coached, and this was just an impressive win in really every phase.
I think so. And I think part of it, too, is, you know, it's coming full circle after last year, the heartbreaking loss, you know, and now the, you know, definite just strong showing victory that they did out there tonight. And proud of them, and, you know, it's. Again, just another step in the road to state that they want, where they want to be.
And again, the tradition with this McDonald program, with some programs, I think a regional championship is something that doesn't happen very often, mm-hmm. and that's kind of a pinnacle for them.
Yep.
With McDonald softball, regional championship is a feather in the cap, but it's a stepping stone on the way to their larger goals. The expectation is always higher here, and so. Kind of like with the boys basketball team losing in a regional final last year on the road. Coach Beyer mentioned, I think you mentioned as well, too, for this team, losing in a regional final last year did not sit well, did not sit right with them. And I think that added some fire.
It did, definitely, you know. And, you know, you just said it. It's a feather in the cap. You know, regional champions, wonderful. It's great. That's an amazing title to have. But it's a feather in the cap. Now we need to work hard, we need to keep working hard, and we need to keep showing what we can do.
So talk to me a little bit, Chris, about what Katie Ruff did here tonight. I mean, 12 strikeouts, and again, as someone who's a JV coach on this team who's around softball a lot, too, what did you see from her? Because, again, the number of times where I would hear you saying, beautiful pitch, what was she doing so well, and what were she and Morgan Wirtz doing together with that battery?
I just think she, you know, Katie herself, she can, when she finds her zone, you know, and you can see it in her face. I saw it today, for sure. You can see it. She goes out there and she's on fire. And when she finds her zone and when she finds her comfort and where she knows she can pitch, You know, when I said beautiful pitches, some of them was hitting that outside corner, or, you know, just the speed of it and just the grace that she sent that ball across the plate, because pitching is a level of grace.
I mean, and we talked early in this game, the number of high fastballs, yeah, that rise ball, yep, again, change up the way she's able to change speeds, locations, heights, and still, mm-hmm, get the batters to chase.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, just goes to her credit, is that she's able to do that. And we talked, like we said, they were chasing the high ones. Well, because she's able to come in so nicely in the strike zone, that's why they were chasing those, because they knew that it was going to be coming in, and it came in a little bit higher, and so she was able to do that. The relationship between her and Morgan, you know, they have a great working relationship, and Morgan's able to go out there. I think she went out there once today just to kind of get her to be like, you know what you're doing, you've got this,
yeah,
you know, and, you know, just kind of bring her back down to, you know, bring her back to where she needs to be to finish the game.
And finally, from playoff game one to game two, we saw them jump out so hot so early against Thorpe.
Yep.
4 runs in the bottom of the first, winning that one 8-2. But it became a little bit more of punching back and forth in that game two, taking advantage of some Thorpe errors. It seemed like in this game we saw McDonald get stronger and stronger,
yep,
as they went on. And Coach Beyer just told us, too, the girls were saying in the dugout there after the first time facing this pitcher, a talented pitcher, mm-hmm, but saying after that first time through the order, we can hit her. We,
yep,
can. And we saw that, those adjustments.
Absolutely. And that's what they have to do. And that's what they're, you know, what we've worked on with them doing, is making those adjustments and finding the confidence to go out there. Josie's a prime example. I mean,
yeah,
seriously, she struck out. And then the last inning, you know, she hit that beautiful, you know, and got 3 RBIs. And so it was her way of going out there and adjusting to the pitcher, you know. And so it was her, kudos to her, and kudos to Aubrey for the home run on her birthday.
Yeah. I'm gonna see if maybe I can dig up that highlight real quick here before we end the broadcast. But again, just all around impressive effort, and looking forward to Tuesday right back here.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Chris Malika, Caleb Swenson with you, WOGO Sports on Max TV. We'll just see if we can grab a highlight or two before we end the broadcast. Give us a quick moment. We'll be back after this. McDonald wins a regional championship in 6 innings, 10-0 over Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. The number 1 seed Lady Max move on.